Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottering 333. Thank you so much for coming back to hear what the Lord has been showing me in words and dreams and messages and warnings. And today I have two more dreams that I want to share with you, as well as a word that the Lord gave me concerning 666, concerning the mark of the beast. And also I was given further understanding about what it would look like if you got it. So please hang in there to the end of the video so you can hear all of it. I received the first dream on the 11th of January, 2024. And before I share it with you, I do want to mention if you have any prayer requests that you need people to be praying for, I do have a prayer team, and I'm putting out prayer lists that will be going out this week. So please shoot me an email. Actually, it will be going to my prayer coordinator, and her email is down below in the description box. All right, so in this dream, it was a strange flash dream, and there was someone who came up behind me. I did not see him, but I felt myself being slapped on the back three times, very hard. It was very intentional. And I didn't know what, I was like, what is going on? I did not know. I didn't see the person. I turned around, didn't see it, see a person. But I was then given a knowing about what it was. I was given a knowing that this person had slapped three white stickers on my back. They were round, and they were white circles. And in the middle of each circle, there was the number 6 printed boldly in black. So now I had three circles in a row that said 666 upon it. When I woke up, I inquired of the Lord the meaning of this dream. It was a strange dream, and I didn't really understand it. And the Lord started showing me different things. What I started hearing was that 666 is a deception. You know, people are not going to seek it intentionally. It is going to be hidden in plain sight. And most people will not even know that they have gotten it. Just like you can't see what's on your back. It's hidden. What's on your back, you can't see. And of course, unless you look in a mirror, but it's the same thought, is that you're not going to even know about it, unless you, pray about it and seek the Lord about what is coming, because it is a deception that people are being lured into. It actually talks about this deception in Revelation 19:20, where it says, "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image." So here we see that it actually says that the people who received the mark of the beast were deceived. Now I looked that actual word up in Revelation 19:20, the word deceived in Strong Concordance, and it was really interesting what it said. This is what the word deceived in that verse means. It means to go astray, to wander, to roam away, to be led away from the truth, to be led into error and sin, and to be led aside from the path of virtue, or to sever or fall away from the truth. So those, all of those things really do apply to this mark of the beast. So unless you are consciously aware of the danger that you might become deceived, then you could fall for the lie of the devil. Then the Holy Spirit showed me further about this mark. In Revelation 13:17, it says, "And that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name." This is a very important verse because there's four components in it. And the three I'm going to talk about is that that the people who get the mark of the beast, it's going to be a mark. It's going to have the name of the beast, and it's going to be the number of his name. These are like the three stickers that were stuck on my back, represent those three components that make up 666. And if we examine them more closely, what we're going to see again is that Satan is trying to imitate God, which is a form of mockery, and I'll tell you why. So the three things, the first one is the mark. Well, God also marks his children, his believers, with his seal. You can see that many times in the New Testament. One of them is 2 Corinthians 1:22, where God actually marks his people with a seal. So we can see that Satan is, again, counterfeiting what the Lord does. The second thing it talks about is the name of the beast. Well, we know that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name of the great I Am, is very, very powerful tool, very powerful weapon in spiritual warfare. The Lord has given us that the name of the Lord is like a strong tower. And God uses that name. We have his name for protection. So what do we see here? We see that Satan is now, he has the name of the name of the beast. The name of the beast is going to be protecting his people. We can actually see in Revelation 14:1 that God puts his name on the believer's forehead, just like the mark of the beast is going to be. One of the ways it's going to be either on the hand or in the forehead. So here again, we see that God puts his mark on his children and his seal, and he puts it on the forehead in the last days, like it says in Revelation 14:1. The last thing, so we have the mark, we have the name of the beast, we have the number of his name. Well, the number of his name, we can see in the Word of God that the Lord uses numbers in the Bible. And there are some numbers that are, like I would call them, almost divinely inspired. Most of us know about them, like 12. We see 12 over and over again, the Lord using the number 12. He uses the number 7, and of course he uses the number 3. These are all numbers that the Lord uses. Well, Satan's going to come in the last days with the mark of the beast, and he's going to use his number. The number is 666, but it goes even further than 666. And that's where I'm going to go into my second dream concerning this number. On the very next night that I had, when I had the dream, I'm going to call it the 666 sticker dream. The next night, I had another dream. And in this dream, there were a series of numbers that were being sent to me, both as a gift as well as like through an email on a computer. And I again had a knowing that what was being sent to me was a series of numbers. And somehow I knew it was going to label me. And I immediately sensed that there was something very wrong with this, and I felt something very evil about this so-called gift that was being given to me. And I was not going to open it. I was not going to open the email. I was not going to open the gift. And I knew that there was someone who had sent this to me, someone who had sent it to me that meant me harm. And I sensed, as the dream went on, I sensed more and more wickedness surrounding me. And so much so that it jolted me out of the dream. And when I woke up, I literally felt repulsed and kind of sick to my stomach. Now, it's very easy to understand this dream. This has to do with the number of the beast, which we know initially is 666. But I believe that these numbers represent the mark of the beast ID system that Satan is going to be using to mark people. And this will be so they cannot buy or sell without it. And as I was preparing for this, the thought came to my mind that there was actually a marking with numbers that they put on people during World War II, which I believe was a precursor of what's coming. So the good news is, of course, that the people who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will not be marked by Satan, but will instead have the mark of God on their foreheads. In Ezekiel 9:4-6, it actually says this, the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and cry over the abominations that are done within it. And then again, like I said, with Revelation 14:1, where it talks about that the Father's name is written on the 144,000's forehead, Revelations 14:1. So we are seeing this number that is going to be very important, that that the enemy is going to be using. The next thing I want to share with you is the third day. Now, this all happened on the 11th of January, then the 12th of January. Now, on the 13th of January, something else happened. During the day, I kept hearing this over and over again. While I was doing my errands, when I was doing my chores around the house, I heard this several times. I heard, who is like the beast? And then I heard, who can make war against the beast? And I knew that this came from Revelation 13. I had to look it up, though. And it says this. It says, so they worship the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast, who is able to make war with him? So this is the third thing the Lord showed me, is that this beast system, that people are going to comply, that people are going to give up, people are going to feel like they do not have a choice. They're going to say, how can we make war with it? We're just going to have to do what they tell us to do. And when they do that, they are going to worship, or let's say follow, or give reference to this beast system. And instead of allowing the Lord to help them in their time of need and save them, they are now going to look to this new system for their needs, for their substance, for their provision. And they're no longer going to turn to the Lord to ask them to be their deliverer, ask him to be their protector or guardian, because now they will have voluntarily submitted themselves to, like I said, this new beast system. This is an act of worship, and it is definitely one of the conditions for having the mark of the beast. Okay, so how do you know that you have the mark of the beast? Well, like I said, I believe the three components I talked about is a really good way. Worshiping the beast, having a mark, having a number. These three things will allow you to be in their commerce system. And once then this mark that's coming, I believe, is going to be on or in a person's body, and it's going to be used to buy or sell. When all these components come together, I believe, this is my personal opinion now, the Lord didn't show me this part, but I believe that this means this is a done deal. You have to have all those components together. So I believe that the Lord, in my humble opinion at this point, I believe that the Lord was sending out these three warnings in three different days, because we're seeing this system starting to rise quickly. And soon, the believers in Jesus Christ, they're going to have a lot of big decisions to make of how far they're going to go into this system before it's too late, and maybe there's no way of going back. So how far will you go into their system before it is too late and there's no going back? You know, once a person surrenders their rights to the beast and then follows and accepts these ways that I've been talking about, this will be the mark, and it will condemn and separate people from God for all eternity. So I ask you, brothers and sisters, and anyone else who's listening to this video, to please seek the Lord on this and ask him to show you further understanding about it. It's very, very important, because, like I said, we're going to be coming up on these days where we're going to have to make some important decisions. Let us only worship the one true God, the one true God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am. And let's not fall into idolatry. And let's not waver or compromise, no matter what the earthly consequences might be.